Placement team's here, sir.
Right.
Come on through.
Another 20 minutes, we're going to start looking for you guys.
Yeah, that's really something else.
You look a mess, sir.
Yeah? You turn next, Ginsburg. Okay, all right, I'll see you in 24.
See you tomorrow.
What was that you were saying now?
Oh, so you used to hear a chant all night long. Om mani pad mi om. Om mani pad mi om.
Over the plants?
Yeah, she'd cup her hands over those seeds and she'd chant by the hour. She grew the most beautiful wandos you ever saw, man. Primo stuff, residency.
Stand clear.
I've been very worried about you guys. The roads must be a bear, huh?
What roads?
Visibility. Visibility? Bullshit. You guys haven't been on time for the last 6 months.
Well, I wrote you guys up in the logbook.
Yeah, you're a prince, Bevan.
Good night, gentlemen.
So, that was like sensimilia, right?
Sensimilia? This grass-made Thai stick tastes like oregano. Lay you out flat, man.
Got a red light, sir.
What on?
Number 8, warhead alarm.
Give a thump with your finger. Alarm reset?
With a red dash alpha message in two parts. Break, break. Red dash alpha.
Stand by to copy message.
Red dash alpha.
Staying back.
Romeo, Oscar, November, Charlie, Tango, Tango, Lima, Alpha. Authentication. 220040 Delta Lima.
I have a valid message. Stand by to authenticate.
I agree with authentication also, sir.
Enter launch code.
Entering launch code.
Launch order confirmed.
Holy shit.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete. Yield selection complete.
Begin countdown. T-minus 60.
All right, let's do it. Insert launch key.
Stand by. Launch key inserted.
Roger. On my mark. Rotate launch key to set. 3, 2, 1. Mark.
T minus 50.
Enable missiles.
Number 1, enabled. 2, enabled. 3, enabled. 4, I
saved somebody in the goddamn
six,
phone.
7, 8, 9, 10. All missiles enabled.
Minus 30.
Give me wing command post on your direct
line. That's not the correct procedure, Captain.
Zach? Try SAC headquarters on the HF.
That's not the correct procedure.
Screw the procedure. I want somebody on the goddamn phone before I kill 20 million people.
T minus 20.
I got nothing here. They might have been knocked out already.
Right. On my mark, rotate launch keys to launch.
Roger, ready to go to launch.
14.
13. 12. 11.
7, 6, 5.
Sir, we have a launch order.
3.
Put your hand on the key, sir.
1. Launch.
Sir, we are at launch. Turn your key.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Turn your key, sir.
Right away. I've had them on the phone and they're calmed down.
Well, look, now are we positive that these men had no way of knowing this was only a test?
Lyle, for God's sakes, how many times are we going to go through this? It doesn't make any difference anymore.
I've spoken to each of these men. They all believed it is the real deal.
Now, look, we've got to be on a plane in less than an hour. Now, I'm the one that has to explain to the president why 22% of his missile commanders failed to launch their missiles. What am I supposed to tell him? 22% isn't so bad?
The president knows that I am fully responsible for the men in my command, sir. I've ordered a complete reevaluation of our psychological screening procedure.
Oh, wait.
Excuse me, General. We can't ask these men to go back to the president of the United States with a lot of head shrinker horseshit.
Besides, you can't screen out human response. Those men in the silos know what it means to turn the keys, and some of them are just not up to it. Now, it's as simple as that.
I think we ought to take the man out of the loop.
Mr. McKittrick, you're out of line, sir.
Why am I out of
line?
Wait
a minute.
What are you talking about out of line?
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
I don't understand. What do you mean, take them out of the loop?
Gentlemen, we've had men in these silos since before any of you were watching Howdy Doody. Now, for myself, I sleep pretty well at night, knowing those boys are down there.
General, we all know they're fine men, but in a nuclear war, we can't afford to have our missiles lying dormant in those silos because those men refuse to turn the keys when the computers tell them to.
You mean when the president orders them to?
The president will probably follow the computer war plan. Now, that's a fact.
Well, I imagine the Joint Chiefs will have some input.
You damn tootin'.
Well, hell, the Soviets launch a surprise attack. There's no time.
23 minutes from warning to impact. 6 minutes if it's sub-launched.
6 minutes. 6 minutes. That's barely enough time for the president to make a decision. Now, once he makes that decision, the computer should take over. Now,
sir, I know that you've got a plane waiting for you, but if you could indulge me for 5 minutes, I'd like to show you something.
These computers give us instant access to the state of the world, troop movements, Soviet missile tests, shifting weather patterns. It all flows into this room and then into what we call the Whopper computer.
Whopper, what is that?
It's the War Operation Plan Response. This is Mr. Richter. Paul, would you like to tell these gentlemen about the Whopper?
Well, the Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, plays an endless series of war games using all available information on the state of the world. The Whopper has already fought World War III as a game, time and time again. It estimates Soviet responses to our responses to their responses and so on. Estimates damage, counts the dead, then it looks for ways to improve
its score.
But
the point is that the key decisions of every conceivable option in a nuclear crisis have already been made by the Whopper.
So what you're telling me is that all this trillion-dollar hardware is really at the mercy of those men with the little brass keys.
That's exactly right. Whose only problem is that they're human beings. But in, 30 days, we could replace them with electronic relays. Get the men out of the loop.
Gentlemen, I wouldn't trust this overgrown pile of microchips any further than I could throw it. And I don't know if you want to trust the safety of our country to some silicone diode.
General, nobody is talking about entrusting the safety of the nation to a machine, for God's sake. We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top, where it belongs.
All right, gentlemen. I think I'm going to recommend McKittrick's idea to the president, and I'll get back to you on this.
You won't regret this.
Question number two. Seeds that are germinated in water before they are planted will... What? Run away.
Sprout roots?
Oh, David! Nice of you to join us. Oh, David, I have a little present for you. Question number four. In the history of science, novel and innovative concepts occasionally arise from sudden left-field inspiration. Miss Mack,
Could you tell us your answer to question number 4? Why do nitrogen nodules cling to the roots of plants?
Love?
Love. Jennifer, what do you know about nitrogen nodules that we don't? Some bit of salacious info to which you alone are privy?
No.
I see. Now, you didn't know the correct answer. Symbiosis. Because you don't pay attention in class.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, there seems to be a lot of confusion on this next question. Asexual reproduction. Could someone tell me, please, who first suggested the idea of reproduction without sex? Miss Mack!
Yes.
What is so amusing? All right, Lightman. Maybe you could tell us who first suggested the idea of reproduction without sex.
Your wife?
Get out, Lightman. Get out.
Mr. Liggett wants me to discuss my attitude problem with Mr. Kessler.
I think Mr. Kessler is getting tired of discussing your attitude problem.
Me too.
Surprise. Won't you come in?
Hi.
Whoa. Hi.
I'm sorry if I got you in trouble today. I just couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, that's okay. You were perfect.
I was?
Yes.
Home?
Yeah.
Right. Hop on.
Whoa!
So you got an F on that test today too, huh?
Yep.
I guess Will's gonna be stuck in summer school.
Not me.
Oh, why not? You have to make a biology.
I don't think so.
Why not? Why not? Come on, tell me, why not?
Nicolette, why don't you come up to my house and I'll show you.
What are you going to show me?
I'm going to show you. I'll show you how they do it. Hey, Bo. Hey,
oh,
Bo.
Oh, hi, Bo.
Hey, Bo. Hey,
Bo.
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 Bo. Bo. Bo.
Her room's upstairs.
Your parents aren't home?
No, they both work.
Ooh. Oh. Oh. Little mess.
Okay. Let's see my room. You're really into computers, huh?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Dialing into the school's computer. They change the password every couple of weeks, but I know where they write it down.
Thank you. your grades?
Yeah. I don't think that I deserved an F. Do you?
You can't do that.
Already done. Do you have a middle initial?
K. Catherine. These are my grades.
How can anybody get a D in home ec?
If that's none of your business, can you erase this, please?
No, it's too late.
What are you doing?
I'm changing your biology grade.
No, I don't want you to do that. You're going to get me in trouble.
No, nobody can find out. There, you just got a C. Now you don't have to go to summer school.
Change it back.
Why? They can't possibly...
I said change it back.
Okay, okay.
I guess I better get going.
Thanks for the ride.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
Bye.
Take out the garbage.
Yes.
David, put that lid on real tight so Bo doesn't dump over the trash.
I know, Ma.
Shh. Yes, they will carry back on the second. Sure, I think we can really work out some creative financing.
Oh, but you've got to see it. Listen, there's a jacuzzi in the master bedroom. And honey, you know what that means. I mean, those jets. I mean, it really works. You know? Well, you are so naughty.
Oh, sure, we can work that out. Well, now, that is true. You're going to have a balloon payment at the end of 5 years, but that's nothing now. The economy is going to be wasted.
Well, come here, Mom.
He who dances must pay the price for his life. Well, that's wonderful. I'll meet you tomorrow at 9:30. Bye. You know, I worry about that kid.
Why?
I don't know. Sometimes I think we're all going to get electrocuted.
This corn is raw.
I know, isn't it wonderful? So crisp.
Of course it's crisp. It's raw.
No, it's terrific. You can just taste the vitamin A and D in here. It's great.
Could we have pills and cook the corn?
What city, please?
Yeah, for Sunnyvale, California. The number for Protovision?
Yes, yeah, that's 555-8632.
Thank you. And could you also tell me what other prefixes cover that area?
There's 399, 437, 767, 936.
Thanks. Protovision, I have you now.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
stupid. I should have just let you do it.
I don't know. It might be kind of rough.
Why?
Why? They might have changed the password.
Well, maybe they didn't. Can we at least try?
Okay.
Okay.
You owe me a quarter.
Yeah, come on. Sorry you lost your game. What's it doing?
Oh, styling numbers. Don't touch the keys.
I'm not touching the keys.
Excuse me.
This computer company is coming out with these amazing new games in a couple of months. And the programs for them are probably still on their computer. So I told my system to search for other computers in Sunnyvale, California.
They answer with a tone that other computers can recognize.
Here?
You're calling every number in Sunnyvale? Isn't it expensive?
There's ways around that.
You can go to jail for that.
Only if you're over 18.
If this is going to take a long time, I'd like to get my grade changed.
It's funny, actually, because I already changed it.
I told you not to do that.
Yeah, I know, but I figured you'd change your mind. I didn't want you to flunk.
Well, what did I get?
You got a D.
You gave me a D?
No, you got an A. I was kidding.
Oh. Well, that's okay.
Here, let's see what we have so far. Excuse me.
You really give me an A.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh, hey, you got a bag.
Gotta make a note of that one. Might come in handy someday. Where should we go?
Anywhere?
Anywhere.
New York?
New York?
Okay. No, Paris. Paris. Okay.
Mm. Will you be traveling alone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you want to go with me?
Okay. All right. Smoking or non-smoking?
Non-smoking.
Non-smoking. All right, Miss Mack. You're confirmed on Pan Am's flight 114, leaving Chicago's O'Hare Airport at 8:15 a.m. on 18 August. Do we need a rental car? No.
Are we really in tickets to Paris?
No. You have a reservation, though. Doesn't identify itself. Huh. Try anything.
Connection terminated. How rude.
I'll ask you for help.
Can you do that?
Yeah, on some systems. See, the more complicated they are, the more they have to help you out.
Now what?
Help games. Games.
Games refers to models, simulations, and games which have tactical
that must be
and strategic
them.
Applications. What does that mean?
I don't know, but that's gotta be them. Turn on the printer, will you? I wanna get a print out of this. List games. Place. Can you wait here?
Why?
Because these guys can get a little nervous. Jim.
Oh, lineman.
Hi, lineman.
I want you to take a look at this.
Hey, what's that?
I wanted Jim to see that.
Wow, where'd you get this?
I was trying to break into Protovision. I wanted to see the program for their new games.
Hey, wait, Jim, I'm not through yet.
Remember you told me to tell you when you were acting rudely and insensitively? Remember that? You're doing it right now. Theater-wide biotoxic and chemical warfare. This didn't come from Protovision.
You bet it didn't. Ask him where it did come from, Jim. Go ahead, ask him.
I told you already.
Looks military to me. Definitely military. Probably classified, too.
Yeah, but if it's military, why does it have games like checkers and backgammon?
Maybe because those are games that teach basic strategy.
Jim, how do I get into that system? I want to play those games.
You're not supposed to see any of that stuff. That system probably contains the new data encryption algorithm. You'll never get in there.
Hey, I don't believe that any system is totally secure. I bet you Jim could get in.
Yeah, I bet you couldn't.
I bet you he could.
Well, you'll never get in through the frontline security, but you might look for a back door.
I can't believe it, Jim. That girl standing over there listening and you're talking about our back doors?
Mr. Potato Head. Mr. Potato Head, back doors are not secrets.
Yeah, but Jim, you're giving away all our best tricks.
They're not tricks.
What's a back door?
Well, whenever I design a system, I always put in a simple password that only I know about. That way, whenever I want to get back in, I can bypass whatever security they've added on. That's basically what it is.
Yeah?
Okay, you really want to get in, find out as much as you can about the guy who designed the system.
Aw, come on, I don't even know the guy's name.
Where are you guys dumb? You guys are so dumb. I got this thing all figured out. I figured it out all by myself.
Oh, yeah, Melvin? How would you do it?
The first game on the list. Go right through Falcon's Maze.
Yeah.
Hi.
Where have you been?
What?
Well, I haven't seen you all week in school. Are you sick?
Oh. No. I was going to. You want to sit down? How are you?
No, I'm going to get some water, okay?
Okay.
What is all that stuff?
Oh, it's nothing. I was just, I was trying to find out more about the guy who designed those game programs so I could get his secret password.
Why?
Because.
What's so special about playing games with some machine?
Oh, no. No, it's not just some machine. Here, look at this. This is a tape that I got from the library. It's about this guy named Falcon. He was into games as well as computers. He designed them so that they could play checkers or poker, chess.
What's so great about that? Everybody's doing that now.
Oh, no. What he did was great. He designed his computer so that it could learn from its own mistakes. So they'd be better the next time they played. The system actually learned how to learn. It could teach itself. If I could just get that damn password, I could play the computer.
That's him. That's Falcon.
That's him? Wow. He's amazing looking. Can't you write to him or call him somehow?
No, he's dead.
He's dead?
Yeah. Here, look. Here's his obituary.
He wasn't very old.
Oh, he was pretty old. He was 41.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's old.
That's his little boy.
Oh, yeah? This is really sad. Did you know the child and his mother were killed in a car crash?
Yeah, I know.
In the years that followed the tragic loss of his family, Dr. Falcon's health deteriorated. My dad is 45. I remember once he was really sick and we thought he was...
What was his name?
My father?
No. Falcon's kid.
Joshua.
Can't be that simple. Wow. Thinks I'm Falcon. Hello.
How can it ask you that?
It'll ask you whatever it's programmed to ask you. You want to hear it talk?
Yeah.
I'll ask it how it feels. I'm fine. How are you?
Excellent. It's been a long time. Can you explain the removal of your user account on June 23rd, 1973?
They must have told it he died. People sometimes make mistakes.
Yes, they do.
How can you talk?
It's not a real voice. This box just interprets signals from the computer and turns them into sound.
Shall we play a game?
Oh.
I think I missed him.
Yeah, weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Love to. How about global thermonuclear war?
Wouldn't you prefer a good game of chess?
Later. Let's play global thermonuclear war.
Fine.
All right.
Which side do you want?
I'll be the Russians.
Please list primary targets.
Who should we know first?
Let's see. How about Las Vegas?
Las Vegas. Great. What next?
Seattle!
Yeah!
has 7. Correction, 8. That's 8 red birds, 2 degrees past apogee.
Pretty good deal, man, down here.
Over day, we have Soviet missile warning. Check for malfunction and report confidence.
Projected target area is for red region 25.
26.
This is Crystal Palace. Initiate emergency conference. Stand by.
19 degrees past apogee.
Possible 18 targets in track.
Estimate re-entry at 1923 Zulu.
What you got up here, Joe?
Sir, we have a radar tracking. 8 inbound Soviet ICBMs, already over the pole, estimated impact 11 minutes, confirmed target area western United States.
Why didn't we get a loss detection?
I'm not sure, sir. We're checking for DSP malfunction.
BMUS has continuous radar tracking on inbounds. Confidence is high. I repeat, confidence is high.
What is all that stuff?
I don't know. They're trajectory headings for multiple impact re-entry vehicles.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it's great.
Are those bombs? What's the bombs?
Subs.
You can blow them up.
Blow them out of the water.
What's the trajectory heading?
I have no idea.
The president's in his limousine. They're diverting to Andrews. The vice president is out of position, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs is on his way.
Missile warning reports no malfunction. Confidence remains high.
Take us to DEFCON 3. Get on the SAC. Tell them to flush the bombers.
Sir.
SAC, this is Crystal Palace. Sync NORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
Inbound is presently merging. We now have approximately 24 possible targets in track.
Sir, no time to impact. 8 minutes.
Sir, SAC is launching the bombers. General Powers is on the line.
Behringer. God damn it, we didn't get a launch detection from our satellite. No, radar picked them up already out of the atmosphere. That's the first we heard of. Get the ICBMs and the bullpen warmed up and ready to fly. Get me the president on the horn.
Yes, sir.
Mr. President, this is Behringer at NORAD.
Oh, attack!
I wonder if I should use my subs.
Yeah, sure, give him the works.
David?
Excuse me.
David! How many times have I told you to fasten these lids on tight? Would you look at this mess?
I'll be down in a few minutes, all right, Dad?
Now. You'll come down now. I want
Honey,
this cleared up right
you
away.
You come down here and do what your father asked you to. Pronto, David. We're going to barbecue tonight. You want to invite your little friend?
Please.
David.
Shit.
Little friend.
Yes, sir. Mr. President,
Station 7, what's happening?
I don't know exactly what it is, sir. I'll get back to you soon as I know.
Reconfirm.
What's happening, Joe?
In general, beam using covered A now report negative confirmation on all inbound tracking.
Get on the sack. Tell them to hold steady.
Simulation, there's an attack simulation running.
What the hell are you yelling about? I didn't order any simulation.
We're not being attacked. It's a simulation.
Go now, hold it. You're not supposed to be running here. Somebody can get hurt.
I'm sorry, sir. We don't know how it happened, but someone on the outside said an attack simulation. It makes a simulation.
Conley, take us off full alert. Hold at DEFCON 4 till we find out exactly what in the hell's happening here.
I didn't tell you to cut the line. Did I tell you to cut the line? You cut the line. Sir, they shut down before we could complete our trace.
We did manage to locate the general area where the transmission originated.
Where?
Seattle, Washington.
Shut it down.
Somebody's playing a game with us. The plane's
again in a prophylactic recycling center at the edge of the park.
Hi, Dad. David, come in here.
What did I do?
Plenty, Mr. Plenty.
400 acres is being heroically fought by the county.
You have just passed all of your classes this semester. Congratulations.
Oh.
Show this to your dad. Honey, David has something to show you.
What's that?
Here, Dad.
Gee, this is good.
For 3.5 minutes last night, the defense forces of the United States went on a full-scale nuclear alert, believing that the Soviet Union had launched a surprise missile attack. A Pentagon spokesman places blame for the error on a computer malfunction, emphasizing that the problem has been corrected. For more on the story, let's go live via satellite to Washington, D.C., and News 4's Tim Hillard.
Well, that's your
time. Yeah.
Seriously,
David, congratulations. This one will be a pleasure to sign.
Hello?
David? Are you watching the news?
Jennifer, yeah, I'm watching.
David, is that us on TV? Can we do that?
It could be. Oh, Jesus, Jennifer. What am I going to do? They're going to come get me. I'm really screwed.
I'm screwed. What? No, calm down. Oh, listen. If they were so smart, they would have found you already, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so all you have to do is throw the number away and don't call it again. That's all.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't trace the call, huh?
Right, maybe they didn't trace the call. I'm sure they didn't trace the call. And listen, all you have to do is act normal, okay? We'll both act normal and everything is going to be fine. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, God, this is so unbelievable. Listen, do you think maybe I can call Michelle and tell her?
No, Jennifer, don't call her.
Sorry, all right. I won't. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Good night, Jennifer.
Greetings, Professor Bolton.
Oh, my God. Incorrect identification. I am not Bolton. Bolton is dead.
Sorry to hear that, Professor. Yesterday's game was interrupted, although primary goal has not yet been achieved. Solution is near. Game time elapsed. 31 hours, 12 minutes, 50 seconds. Estimated time remaining. 52 hours, 17 minutes, 10 seconds.
What is the primary goal?
You should know, Professor. You programmed me.
Oh, come on. What is the primary goal?
To win the game.
Hold it right there, please, FBI.
I'm ready to read you your rights.
Step over to the van, please.
You have the absolute right to remain silent.
For what?
Hands on the van, please.
Can and will what did I do?
Against you and the law.
Step back.
You have the right to consult with an attorney. And to have an attorney
right
present during questions.
Back,
if you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed to you by the court.
Left hand, please.
Do you understand the rights I've just explained to you?
Yeah.
With these rights of mine, are you willing to talk to me about the charges against you?
All right, let's go.
Rather large room here is the command center for NORAD. No picture taking. These screens you see in front of you connected to our satellites, our missile tracking stations throughout the country. This is the commander's desk. Colonel Connolly's in charge. Colonel Connolly, would you mind relinquishing your command, sir? Mr. Healy, would you come forward and sit in this rather important chair? These buttons you see here and switches are connected with the Strategic Air Command, missile launching stations, etc., and other things that are classified. Mr. Needle, would you press this button right here, please? The red one.
The one in the middle.
Yes, ma'am, the one in the middle. Oh, my God, that's the wrong one, Miss Needle. That's a joke. You didn't blow up anything. Look what you did do. Distinguished visitors from Birmingham. You know... Just last week, I had the governor of New Jersey right in this chair, and he asked me, he said, Colonel Thomas, why are we at DEFCON 4 as we are right now?
Why are we at DEFCON 4?
The Soviets saw our bombers scramble, and so they went on alert. We told them it was just an exercise, but we're waiting for them to relax their posture before we do. Wait. Give me that. Here.
Oh, Christ, another tour group, just what we need today. I have to go to Disneyland where they belong.
Well, I think they're going to tomorrow.
Okay, what's that?
Yeah.
Oh, here.
Mr. Cavett, it was a one in a million shot. There was an open line at our space division in Sunnyvale. The phone company screwed up.
John McKittrick, George Wigan.
How are you? George's with the FBI. He brought the kid in for questioning.
Well, it looks like we've got a high school prank on our hands.
Yeah. Oh, what happened?
Well, kid broke into the War Games subsystem, all right, using a password left by the original programmer.
Password?
Yes, sir. Now, none of my team even knew it was in there.
Kid claims he was looking for a toy company.
That's great. Anybody in here buy that one?
Well, we can find the password and take it out, but it might help to beef up security around the Whopper.
Oh, beef up. How about screwed up? We did all that and he broke in again.
Kid says your computer called him.
What the hell is going on, John? I woke up the president and I told him we were under attack by the Russians. You have any idea what kind of an idiot that makes me look like? Not to mention the general. Wait a minute, gentlemen. I think we're being a little naive here. There's no way that a high school punk can put a dime in a telephone and break into our system. He's got to be working with somebody else. He's got to be.
Well, he does fit the profile perfectly. He's intelligent, but an underachiever, alienated from his parents, has few friends. A classic case for recruitment by the Soviets.
Now, what does this say about the state of our country? I mean, have you gotten any insight as to why a bright boy like this would jeopardize the lives of millions?
No, sir, he says he does this sort of thing for fun.
What? Damn it, John, I want some answers, and I want them now.
Let me talk to this little prick.
I don't want to talk anymore. Just do it.
Come on, Paul.
Who do they belong to, you know?
Good morning, sir.
Where's the lightning, kid?
In the infirmary, sir.
Hello, David. John McKittrick. I run the computer facility here. All right, Sergeant, these aren't necessary, the handcuffs?
No, sir.
Yeah. Well, David, we called your parents. You know, we told them everything's fine. No charge has been filed yet. But I think we are going to need a little time to sort things out here.
How much time?
Well, that depends on how willing you are to cooperate.
Oh, of course.
I tell you what, Sergeant, would you tell the OD I'm going to take David for a little walk? Let's go down to my office. Yes, be more comfortable there.
Great.
Used to work with Stephen Falcon, didn't you?
Yeah, started out as his assistant. How'd you know that?
I read an article you wrote with him on poker and nuclear war.
Bluffing. Yeah, that shook a few people up.
It must have been pretty amazing, huh?
Well, he's a brilliant man, a little flaky. He never understood the practical uses of his work. This this machine over here runs his game program.
Joshua.
Come here a minute, David. See that sign up here? Up here?
Yeah.
DEFCON? That indicates our current defense condition. It should read DEFCON 5, which means peace. It's still on a 4 because of that little stunt you pulled. Actually, if we hadn't caught it in time, it might have gone to DEFCON 1. You know what that means, David?
No, what does that mean?
World War 3.
Now,
and you say you broke into our system just to play a game, right?
Right, that's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, but when you heard it on the news, you must have realized how serious it was. Why'd you do it again?
I didn't do it again. I even threw the number away.
Yeah, they found it in the trash, you know.
Joshua called me. Hey, look at that. That's some setup.
What'd you say?
This is some setup.
No, before that.
Joshua called me.
David, machines don't call people.
Yours did.
Who are you going to Paris with?
Paris? Oh, no, you don't understand.
Now, you had reservations for 2 to Paris. Who are you working with?
Nobody.
Why don't I believe you?
I don't think I should say anything else until I talk to a lawyer.
I think we better forget about the lawyer crap until I get a few answers out of you myself.
You gonna answer the phone?
Hello? Yeah. What? All right, I'll be right down. You stay here. Don't move.
Just been a very serious penetration into our Whopper execution order file.
What the hell is she saying?
Let's have it in English.
I'll give it to you in English. Somebody got into Mr. McKittrick's well-known system and stole the codes that'll launch our missile.
That right, Mr. McKittrick?
There's no cause for alarm. The system won't accept the launch code unless we're DEFCON 1. I can change those codes in less than an hour.
Well, who did this?
I think the kid's got to be working with somebody on the outside.
I don't know what they're up to, but I sure as hell don't want our bombers on the ground when it happens. Take us to DEFCON 3 and get SAC on the line. Where are you?
Sir.
Give me an update on those subs. I want to know what those bastards are up to.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Are you still playing a game?
Of course. I should reach DEFCON 1 and launch my missiles in 28 hours. Would you like to see some projected kill ratios?
69% of the housing destroyed. 72 million people dead. this a game or is it real?
What's the difference?
Oh, wow.
You are a hard man to reach. Could not find you in Seattle and no terminal is in operation at your classified address.
What classified address?
DOD pension files indicate current mailing at Dr. Robert Hume, a.k.a. Stephen W. Vulcan. 5 Tall Cedar Road, Goose Island, Oregon, 97.
Can I just talk to Mr. McKittrick? I think I know what's going on. Can I talk to Mr. McKittrick, please?
David,
I know what's going on.
I'll be escorting you to federal authorities in Denver, where you'll be placed under arrest pending indictment for espionage.
Espionage? No, wait a minute. Let me talk to him. He's right over there.
Get that little bastard out of the war room.
No, it's Joshua. He's still playing the game. He's going to start a war.
Hold on where you had it before. We'll be ready to leave in a few minutes.
Call Falcon. He'll tell you. Please call him. Please call him. Call him.
What the hell's he doing in here anyway?
Some of the men told me that you're quite a tennis player.
Depending on what information you want, you have to know which button to press.
Oh, well, let's say I wanted to find out how to hit a backhand.
I don't think I have the right program.
Excuse me. What do you want?
Bathroom. It's a long ride to Denver.
Please, let me talk to Mr. McKittrick. I gotta talk to him.
Look, you're not supposed to talk to anybody. The FBI will be here any minute. Now, do you have to take a leak or not?
No.
Oh, you have pretty eyes.
That's original.
This girl right here is
I'll get the elevator.
You sign in?
Yeah, give us all.
heard they voted in this fine in 1979. Is that true?
Will you stop it?
Am I bothering you?
Yes.
You want me to leave?
Yes.
The store open right now.
How about get on the phone and call?
Is there a picture?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Cleaning the floors in the computer center. Don't want anyone to slip and hurt themselves, so we'll have to end the tour here. Now, if I can ask you to board the bus as quickly as possible, we'll have a complimentary beverage waiting for each one of you down the hill at the officer center.
Hold it! Now, what do you think you're doing?
Got it. Here it comes.
What, you kids think you own this place?
Oh, I was just looking around.
You know you're not supposed to leave the group, don't you?
Yes.
So why don't you get back there?
Okay. Excuse me. Thank you very much, sir.
Go away.
Hey, careful here. Take care. Watch your step.
Bye.
Bye now. Watch your step. Thanks again.
Quick check everywhere. He can't be far. Let's go. Oh, come on.
Goose Island, Oregon, please. The number for Dr. Robert Hume, H-U-M-E, on Tall Cedar Road.
Checking under Dr. Robert Hume, H-U-M-E, on Tall Cedar Road. I find no listing.
What does that mean? He doesn't have a phone?
I'm sorry, I have no listing.
Oh, wait, Falcon. Dr. Stephen Falcon, F-A-L-K-E-N, at the same address.
I find no listing for a Dr. Stephen Falcon, F-A-L-K-E-N, on Tall Cedar Road, Goose Island.
Thank you. Jennifer, it's me, David.
David?
Yeah. Listen, I'm in Colorado.
And I need a really big favor. Can you lend me some money?
What?
I need an airline ticket. I'll pay you back as soon as I can.
But I need a ticket from Grand Junction, Colorado to Salem, Oregon.
Why? What's going on?
I'll tell you all about it later.
David, what are you doing in Colorado?
You know, I went by your house and your parents were just freaked, and there are men around from the FBI asking all the questions.
I can't talk about it right now. Listen, when you buy the ticket, will you tell them that I'll pick it up in Grand Junction Airport?
David, what's happening?
I can't talk right now. I gotta get off the phone. But please, will you just do this for me, please?
Punch up number 5. Let me see what you have.
Yes, sir. 22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Sergeant, I hope you like vodka.
Yes, sir. I just hope they don't make me eat none of them damn fish eggs.
Sir, the Soviets are denying any increase in their submarine deployments. They want to know what the hell we're doing for provoking.
They're full of shit. We know they're down there. I'm going to blow their ass out of the water.
Thank you.
allowed that. No.
Did you see that? You know, there are still people who won't believe they could fly. I tell you, the sky was once filled with them.
I'm looking for Dr. Robert Hugh.
Oh, is either of you a paleontologist? I desperately need a paleontologist.
No, we're high school students.
No. Pity.
Well, high school students. You're on my land and I didn't invite you.
But aren't you Stephen Falcon?
Now, listen carefully. Path. Follow path. Gate. Open gate, through gate, close gate. Last ferry, 6:30, so run, run, run.
Wait! Wait! I came because of Joshua.
Reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Zone.
Confidence is high. Flight profile suggests Soviet backfire bombers.
I want a visual confirmation on that. Scramble two F-16s out of Galena.
Sure.
Go to DEFCON 2.
Seven, this is Brass Hat. They're right in front of you. You're almost on top of them.
Brass Hat, we got nothing on radar and 40 miles visibility. Just let it out there, General. Just blue skies.
What the hell?
You really haven't been listening, have you?
Yes, I have. I loved it when you knew Las Vegas. Suitably biblical ending to the place, don't you think?
You gonna call him up and tell him what Joshua's doing?
Now, children, come on over here. I'm gonna tell you a bedtime story. Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. Once upon a time, there lived a magnificent race of animals. Dominated the world through age after age. They ran, and they swam, and they fought, and they flew. Until suddenly, quite recently, they disappeared. Nature just gave up and started again. We weren't even apes then. We were just these smart little rodents hiding in the rocks. And when we go, nature will start again. With the bees, probably. Nature knows when to give up, David.
I'm not giving up. If Joshua tricks them into launching an attack, it'll be your fault.
My fault? The whole point was to find a way to practice nuclear war without destroying ourselves. To get the computers to learn from mistakes we couldn't afford to make. Except that I never could get Joshua to learn the most important lesson.
What's that?
Futility. That there's a time when you should just give up.
What kind of a lesson is that?
Did you ever play tic-tac-toe?
Yeah, of course.
But you don't anymore.
No.
Why?
Because it's a boring game. It's always a tie.
Exactly. There's no way to win. The game itself is pointless. But back at the war room, they believe you can win a nuclear war. But there can be acceptable losses.
So you gave up? Decided to play dead?
For security reasons, they graciously arranged my death. Did you know that no land animal with a body weight of over 50 pounds survived that age? Extinction is part of the natural order.
Bullshit! If we're extinguished, there's nothing natural about that. It's just stupid.
Oh, it's all right. I've planned ahead. We're just 3 miles from a primary target. A millisecond of brilliant light, and we're vaporized. Much more fortunate than the millions who'll wander sightless through the smoldering aftermath. We'll be spared the horror of survival.
I'm only 17 years old. I'm not ready to die yet.
You won't make a simple phone call?
If the real Joshua was still alive, your Joshua, you'd do it, wouldn't you?
Look, we might gain a few years. Perhaps time enough for you to have a son and watch him die. But humanity, planning its own destruction. That a phone call won't stop.
This is unreal. You don't care about death because you're already dead. I know a lot about you. I know you weren't always like this. What was the last thing you cared about?
You've missed the last ferry. You're welcome to stay. You want to sleep on the floor? Good night.
Let's get out of here. Come on, we'll find a boat. It's gotta be a boat.
President, we've got 48 nuclear subs closing on the United States, and we've got 100,000 Soviet troops massing in East Germany, and we're monitoring their bombers that are on alert. Yes, sir.
Oh, that's a load of shit.
No, sir, not you. Yes, sir, we'll be in touch as soon as the information changes.
Intelligence reports rumors of a new Soviet bomber with stealth capabilities. It can project a false radar image 600 miles away from the real aircraft.
Christ, now they got us chasing shadows.
I think I saw one. What kind of an asshole lives on an island and he doesn't even have a boat?
Maybe we can swim for it. How far do you think it is?
No, it's 2 or 3 miles, at least. Maybe more.
What do you say? Let's go for it.
No.
Come on.
No. I can't swim.
You can't swim?
No, I can't, okay? Wonder Woman, I can't swim.
Well, what kind of an asshole grows up in Seattle and doesn't even know how to swim?
I never got around to it, okay? I always thought there was going to be plenty of time.
Sorry.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else in the world. And tomorrow it would just be over. There wouldn't be any time to be sorry about anything. Oh, Jesus. I really wanted to learn how to swim. I swear to God I did.
Did I tell you that next week I was going to be on TV?
You're kidding.
No. This an aerobics show I saw in the afternoon with some girls from my dance class.
A movie star.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of stupid, huh? I mean, nobody would have been watching me anyway, I guess.
I would have.
Jump in.
Simulations, Mr. Doctor. All right. Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
DEFCON 1?
Major Lynn, give me a report on the Whopper.
Initial attack profile is a full-scale Soviet strike. Whopper is putting our losses at 85 to 95% of the strategic forces.
What does Whopper recommend, Mr. McKittrick?
Full-scale retaliatory strike.
I need some machine to tell me that.
The President's on his way to Andrews to join Airborne Command, so we have to give launch option.
Has he been in touch with the Premier?
The Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
Let's go into a launch mode. Close up the mountain.
This is Crystal Palace. We're closing up the mountain. You'll have to hurry. After the gates are closed, nobody gets in or out.
Initiate internal power. Generators on and functioning. External power disconnected. Seal off ventilation shafts. Shaft lock sealed.
The gate's closed. The gate's locked. Oh, shit.
Confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Major Lamb, lockout changes.
Roger, lockout enabled.
All right, I'll call you back.
Here!
I don't know what you think you can do here, Stephen.
John, good to see you.
You see, the wife still picks your ties.
What has this kid been telling you?
How far has he gone?
The president's about ready to order a counterstrike. That's what we're recommending you do.
It's a bluff, John. Call it off.
No, it's not a bluff. It's real.
Hello, General Barringer. Stephen Falcon.
Mr. Falcon, you picked a hell of a day for a visit.
General, what you see on these screens up here is a fantasy, a computer-enhanced hallucination. Those blips are not real missiles. They're phantoms.
Jack, there's nothing to indicate a simulation at all. Everything's working perfectly.
But does it make any sense?
Does what make any sense?
That.
Look, I don't have time for a conversation right now.
General, are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You betcha.
Do you think they know that?
I believe we've made that clear enough.
Then don't. Tell the president to ride out the attack.
Sir, they need a decision.
General, do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation, using so many missiles, bombers, and subs, so that we would have no choice but to totally annihilate them?
1 minute and 30 seconds to impact.
General, you are listening to a machine. Do the world a favor and don't act like one.
1 minute and 20 seconds to impact.
Yes, Mr. President.
1 minute and 10 seconds.
Sir, at this point in time, we cannot positively confirm the inbounds. We have reason to believe they may not exist. Yes, sir, that's affirmative. Yes, sir. I do, too.
1 minute to impact.
Who's first and how soon?
Sir, initial impact points are the 43rd Bomb Wing at Loring, 319th at Grand Forks, and Alaskan Air Command headquarters at Elmendorf.
50 seconds to impact.
Get me the senior controllers at each of those stations. I want to talk to them myself.
All stations, this is Crystal Palace. Stand by for a message from Brassat. Acknowledge.
Elmendorf Air Force Base Operations, Lieutenant Colonel Bowers. 319th Bomb Wing Operations, Colonel Chase.
This is Loring Air Force Base. Senior controller isn't here right now.
That's all right. Who are you?
Sir, this is Airman Doherty, sir.
This is General Barringer at NORAD. Our current situation is...
Men, we're currently tracking approximately 2,400 inbound Soviet warheads. But at the moment, we cannot confirm this. I repeat, we cannot confirm this.
30 seconds to impact.
We're right there with you guys. We've taken all the steps we can. Stand by to launch missiles at my command.
Sure.
Stay on this channel as long as you can. We'll be standing by.
20 seconds to impact. Impact.
This is Crystal Palace. You still on? Anyone there?
That's affirmative, sir.
Yeah, we're here. Jesus H. Christ, we're still here.
We're showing impact.
Oh, sir, no impact. We're alive and well.
Alive! Alive! Yeah! Yeah! Alive! Yeah!
are you doing?
COC, I need Dr. McKittrick right away.
Yeah, this is McKittrick.
Sir, we got a problem. Whopper's not letting me log back on.
I can't get in to stand on the vessel.
Watch, stand by. Yeah, Paul, this is McKittrick.
The Whopper's not letting us back in.
I know. No one can get back on. We're trying everything. It's like the entire password file has been wiped out. I tried that. Don't you think I would have tried that?
What are those?
Those are launch codes.
What are they for?
Joshua's trying to find the right code so he can launch the missiles himself.
Check the random number generators. They're not even running. Got anything?
No, sir.
Keep going.
Still looking.
All right, look. I got no idea. It could be coming from anywhere.
Sir, you better get on the headset.
Yeah.
Hey, General, the machine has locked us out. It's sending random numbers to the silos.
Close. To launch the missile.
Just unplug the goddamn thing.
Jesus Christ.
That won't work, General.
It would interpret a shutdown as the destruction of Norian. The computers in the silos would carry out their last instructions at once.
Well, can we disarm the missiles?
Over 1,000 of them. There's no time. At this rate, it'll hit the launch codes in 5.3 minutes.
Mr. McKittrick, after very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your new defense system sucks.
I don't have to take that, you pig-eyed stack of shit.
No, I was hoping for something a little better than that from you, sir, a man of your education.
General, it's the president.
Well, what are you going to tell him?
So I'm ordering our bombers back to fail-safe. We might have to go through this thing after all.
Yes, sir.
Got one. When he gets all 10, he'll launch the missiles.
Well, can't they get in and stop it?
No, they can't. They've taken out my password.
Well, what are we gonna do?
I don't know. Do you?
I told you not to start playing games with that thing.
It's games. Games!
Try it.
John, let's beat it a tapeworm.
That's too risky. It might smash the system.
How'd the kid get in through the back door?
We took it out.
Can we invade the deep logic?
We keep hitting a damn firewall.
Wants to play a game, then play it. Have it list games.
Stephen, for Christ's sake.
No, let him. He's played it before.
He can hardly do worse than you have, John.
Two numbers.
God damn it, I'd piss on a spark plug if I thought it'd do any good. Let the boy in there, Major.
List games. Chess.
Three numbers locked in.
Poker.
Security system's not gonna let anything through.
Global thermonuclear war.
Numbers.
Stephen, for Christ's sake, do something. Come on, kid, let's go.
No, try again.
Put the list back up.
No, we already tried that.
Put it up.
Yes, put it up.
It's not on the list.
What's not on the list?
Go ahead. It's got to be in there somewhere. Tick, tack, toe.
You're in. Order to disarm the missiles.
No, no.
numbers. It's got half the code.
What? Put X in the center square.
No.
Six up.
There's no way you can win that game.
I know that. It doesn't. It hasn't learned. Is there any way to make it play itself?
Yes, number of players, zero.
Seven.
Come on. Learn, goddammit.
Take us to DEFCON 5.
Yes, sir.